It's called brincidofovir, and officials at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital say Thomas Eric Duncan, the first person to be diagnosed with Ebola in the U.S., is receiving the experimental medication, which was developed to treat other types of viruses. But laboratory tests suggest it may also work against Ebola. Drug maker Chimerix says the hospital received permission from the FDA to use the drug, even though the agency hasn't approved any drugs or vaccines to safely and effectively treat Ebola. Duncan, who's been hospitalized for more than a week, remains in critical condition. Matt Small, Washington.